Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Holistic Health Magazine radio show on WWNN 1470 AM, and also to our listeners on holistichealthmagazine.com. Tonight's first half of the show, from 9 to 10 p.m., is being brought to you by the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a structured living environment helping people to put a good foundation into their recovery after transitioning from treatment or jail. You can reach the First Step Sober House by calling Chris at 954-942-7414. Or by going to the firststepsoberhouse.com.
And imagine what I'd have to say.
All right, welcome to tonight's show at Holistic Health Magazine radio show. Sunday night is all about recovery. You know, when we talk about recovery, we talk about all aspects of recovery. You know, people have addiction problems. These addiction problems can stem from gambling. They can stem from sex. They can stem from, you know, eating disorders. They can stem from alcohol and drugs. There's a lot of different facets of addiction. I think Marcos bought a little too many shoes. You know, I think we remember that. So there's a lot of different forms of addiction that are out there in the world today. I think there's about 162 12-step organizations that help with some type of addiction. So what we're here to be able to share with you tonight is a couple of different things. The first thing, the most important thing, is that there is help. If you were like me and you were in a situation where you were hurting like John Hollis, and again, I am the host of the Holistic Health Magazine radio show all about recovery, you were hurting like me 3 years ago, laying under a bridge on 79th Street, nowhere to go. Most people wouldn't even let me flea dip their dogs. And, you know, crack and heroin and alcohol had ravaged my life and had taken everything that I had stood for away from me, and everybody that loved me and everything that cared, you know, I cared about was gone. And in the end, there was no pep in my step, and I had nowhere to turn. And I had to get some help. And I knew I had to get some help, and the moment of clarity came for me, and I said, you know something, this is not good. I don't want to die this way. And that moment of clarity happened for me, and I was about 180 pounds soaking wet, and, you know, I normally run around 220. So it was an ugly, ugly affair for me. When I finally decided that I wanted help, I thank God for a foundation that helped me, and it was the Catholic Charities Foundation. And Catholic Charities opened up their door to me, and I ended up in a treatment program called St. Luke's Treatment Center in Miami. And through that, Charlie and Vanessa and the people that helped me there, you know, I believe that, you know, I probably wouldn't be sober tonight, because I asked for help, and I ended up going through their program, and I ended up relapsing and going back out one more time. And I went out for about a month, and after I went out for that month, I ended up sitting in front of their establishment at about 4 o'clock in the morning, very drunk and very high, laying on their fence, and they had to call the cops to have me removed. And when I came to the next day, I was so embarrassed. It was the first time that I had actually felt embarrassment. You know, I had done a lot of embarrassing things in 15 years. I had an overall active addiction of 32 years, but the last 15 years were pure hell. In that last 15 years, there was a lot of things that I had done that I didn't have no feeling on. It was just a joke to me. But I was so embarrassed that these people that had helped me and brought me in and given me the help, now I kind of spit in their face, and I was sitting there, and I felt so embarrassed. And, you know, the bottom line is that, you know, I ended up getting sober That was December the 31st of 2006. And I made a decision the following day, what was I going to do with my life. I had picked up a white chip at the Little River Club in Miami Beach, in Miami. And I ended up over at the West Dixie Club. And I slept on the side of the West Dixie Club for about 4 days. And at that point, I made some phone calls to different guys. One of the guys, of course, is my co-host on Sunday nights, Danny Lubers. And Danny said, listen, come on up to his three-quarter-way house. And I moved in. And, you know, by the grace of God, you know, there was people that didn't give up on me. There were, by the grace of God, they, you know, didn't take the, you know, the stance that, you know, 99.9% of the people in my life took, which, you're out of control, we want nothing to do with you, good luck to you, and they had to let go. Some didn't, some kept their distance, but again, they never gave up. And Danny was one of those folks. And the bottom line is that I ended up in Danny's three-quarter-way house, and the day came. The day came when I had to make a choice. You know, I had amassed a fortune. I think it was $70 over a month. And I had to make this decision. The decision was, do I go get high with this $70, or do I go to a local 12-step organization that was having a group function? It was a party they were having, a sober, clean party. So I had a choice. Go to Miami, cop rocks, get a bottle and go back to my bridge with $70, or go to this 12-step organization, which I had been to over and over and over again and kept failing. And I finally made a decision. Instead of making my normal left-hand turn, I made a right. And I went and I said, you know something, at this point, I need help. And I sat down with who became my sponsor later on. Actually, that night, not later on, that night he became my sponsor. And, of course, with a 12-step organization, you have a sponsor. And you get a sponsor, and you get a group, and you get involved, and you get invested into your recovery. Because if you're not vested in your recovery, you have no good outcome. If you're thinking that you're going to get it through osmosis, you know, sitting around, and, you know, the sober fairy or the clean fairy is going to just kind of come and bonk you on the head, not going to happen that way. So if you're sitting tonight and you know that feeling of degradation, you know that feeling of hopelessness, you know that feeling of helplessness, you don't know where to turn, we have a couple of different things that are going to take place tonight. First of all, we have an organization called the National Recovery Foundation, and Sitara's with us, and Sitara is here to be able to take any phone calls. If you want to call 888-565-1470 and ask any questions about getting help or getting help for a loved one, you can call 888-565-1470, and Sitara will be able to help you with any form of treatment through the National Recovery Foundation. Part of addiction for a lot of female addicts is they also have coexisting disorders with it. One of those coexisting disorders is eating disorders. They purge. They go through all kinds of different things, and they have eating disorders that ride along with their primary addiction of alcoholism and drug addiction. And it might be vice versa. Their primary might be, you know, of course, eating disorders, bulimia, things of that nature, but at the same time, they have a secondary addiction to alcohol or drugs. So it can go either way. Tonight, we have Dr. Adam Friedman from the Friedman Psychology Group, sorry about that, and he's with us tonight to talk about the recovery of eating disorders, recovery about how you can take an unhealthy situation with your eating and do something positive with it, just like I did with my addiction. So if you're listening tonight and you happen to have a drug and alcohol addiction, fine. Listen up. We got great stuff. If you're a person that has an addiction to food, listen up, because the information's going to be here tonight, like it is every Sunday night from 9 to 11. What we're going to do right now is we're going to go to our first break. When we come back, Holistic Health Magazine, all about recovery, will be discussing eating disorders and how you can get help for either eating disorders or, of course, for alcohol and drug addiction. We'll be back right after this message.
Do you think you have a problem with addiction? We can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. A private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men, Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program, which allows the client's entire family to become a part of the patient's recovery process. Note that chemical dependency is a disease and must be treated as such. Destination Hope's team uses solution-focused therapies to help each individual achieve long-term recovery. Our treatment philosophy includes reality therapy, cognitive behavioral therapies, motivational interviewing, relapse prevention, 12-step self-help philosophies, and our proudest achievement, Destination Therapy. Destination Therapy is a goal-oriented approach to life's bleakest dilemmas and problems caused and heightened by substance abuse. At Destination Hope, clients prepare for the challenges and realities of everyday life while receiving treatment in a supportive and structured environment. Destination Hope can offer many different types of unique treatment. Call us to discuss your options at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. Give yourself a break. Make that call now at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net.
Paradise is closer than you think. In fact, it's just around the corner at the Ocean Sands Resort and Spa in Boca Raton. Discover one of South Florida's finest oceanfront resorts. The Ocean Sands Resort and Spa offers a unique mix of opulence and warmth. Tempt your senses with resort dining, a spa and fitness center, and sparkling oceanfront pools and a resort lounge. Plus, take advantage of group packages for fitness and wellness retreats. Paradise is here. All you have to do is make the call. Call 954-590-1024. The Ocean Sands Resort and Spa. 954-590-1024. Online at theoceansandsresortandspa.com.
To all commercial heating and air conditioning companies, stop and listen to this announcement. Healthy Indoor Air LLC is built on three founding principles. We will always deliver high-quality, innovative products. Our service is unparalleled, and our entire staff is knowledgeable, helpful, and kind. Healthy Indoor Air offers a new approach to energy conservation and healthier indoor environments, with a mix of air quality monitoring devices, building performance reporting software, and a full line of top-quality air purification equipment. Originally founded in 2003 as the manufacturer of the Breathe Clean Ultraviolet Total Home Air Cleaner, we have recently expanded our offerings to include other types of commercial and residential air purifiers, along with innovative building performance software to help your clients to conserve energy and save money. So stop and make the call to Mark today at 866-332-7247 or go to www.healthyindoorairllc.com and remember, a truly clean home is one your clients can breathe in. Don't waste another minute. Call Healthy Indoor Air LLC right now at 866-332-7247.
It's time for a new beginning. In 7 days, you can change your life with Novo Life. Novo Life is a three-part, seven-day quick cleanse program consisting of a detoxification and cleanse product to help your body release stored toxins, helping you with weight loss and boosting your metabolism. Novo Life is compounded with vitamins and herbs to stimulate healing. It contains vital amino acid blends to help you burn fat and increase metabolism and stimulate lean muscle growth. Plus, it's pleasant to the taste and affordable. Novo Life. Call now, 1-866-759-3746. That's 1-866-759-3746. In 7 days, you can change your life with Novo Life. Go online to novolife.net. That's N-O-V-O-L-I-F-E.net. You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine Show. Email your questions and comments to info@holistichealthmagazine.com. That's info@holistichealthmagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
Welcome back to the show, Holistic Health Magazine Radio Show, all about recovery on Sunday night. We want to welcome back to the show. If you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, we want to welcome you. Blog Talk has been linked up with us for about 3 weeks now, and we're really enjoying the Blog Talk listeners and, of course, the local listeners on WWNN 1470 and, of course, the listeners that are logged on across the country from HolisticHealthMagazine.com that are streaming live right now, of course, over at HolisticHealthMagazine.com. We want to welcome all you listeners tonight. And again, it is all about recovery. And if you're just tuning in, we have, some heavy hitters here tonight with us. We have a Dr. Adam Friedman, and he is going to be speaking to us about, of course, eating disorders and eating in general. And we're also going to be speaking with Sitara from the National Recovery Foundation, who can help yourself or loved ones get help. And in studio with me right now is Dr. Adam Friedman. How are you doing tonight, Doc?
Good, John. How are you?
Good, man. Listen, let me set the tone for the listeners. What made you make a decision? Because I know you were in other things before you did this.
Uh-huh.
And what were you doing prior to becoming a doctor and dealing with eating disorders?
I was mostly in the financials. I had a seat on the New York Commodities Exchange for about 4 years. I traded gold and silver. And I opened a brokerage in Fort Lauderdale.
And what did you do? What was the major factor? What was the deciding factor to move out of that and to start helping people with addictions?
I guess it came down to feeling like a person is what they do. You know, you can call yourself a good person, but if you're on the phone every day trying to screw people out of money, then that's what you are. You know, and I think at some point you have to make a decision in your life, what is it I want to do? And what direction I want to go as far as my contribution to larger things, mankind, and helping, you know, the fellow man.
Hmm. You know, it's funny. I ran biz op rooms for many years,
mm-hmm.
and I understand that philosophy. And you know, if you continue to hurt people and you put that out in the universe, sooner or later, you're laying under a bridge.
Absolutely. You know, and I wanted to tell you, hearing your story was absolutely inspiring. And I think you talked about other people not giving up hope in you, but, you know, I hope you realize the biggest factor was at some level you didn't give up hope on yourself.
And I think when you die, that little spark of hope is gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what ends it. I think it's all the noise. See, when I came in, I had a 2,000-piece band playing in my head. And it was saying everything and singing everything that was the most negative stuff.
Sure.
And somebody had the wisdom to tell me, listen, if you don't think you're going to be uncomfortable while you're going through this process, you're surely lying to yourself because you're going to be uncomfortable. You're not going to just wake up one day with spiritual Red Bull wings on your back. And, you know, everything's going to be okay.
Well, you know, a lot of my patients with eating disorders talk about that. They actually personify the eating disorder as a separate entity at times that's talking to them, that's telling them that they're fat, that they're going to fail, that this is useless, that they can't recover, that they shouldn't recover, that their version of what they look like is the true version. And everybody else, I actually have a patient that told me that when she looks at Dunkin' Donuts or Wendy's, she honestly thinks that people don't really go in there, that these are just things put up for people to look at, but there can't be real people inside.
And when you deal with an addiction like this, I'm sure, what's the relapse rate for the eating disorder? Is there a lot of people that, you know, one day they're doing fine for 3 months, 6 months, and then boom, the next thing you know, they're purging again or whatever?
Sure. You know, I think quite often this happens. And one thing I try to help them with is differentiating between a relapse and a lapse. You know, I think at times they will have a day or two where they feel like they haven't done their best. And again, I think with all addictions and eating disorders, there's such black and white thinking. It's either a good day or a bad day. I'm either eating good food or bad food. I'm either going to be absolutely perfect or absolutely miserable. So I try to help them find that gray area where you can have a momentary lapse in anything, in life, no matter what you're doing. You can have a momentary lapse, but that doesn't mean that you have to fall completely off the wagon and give it up.
Mm-hmm. And I want my listeners to understand something. When we talk about like the type of addictions that he's talking about, an eating disorder or something like that, we're not talking about drug addiction. Drug addiction, in my opinion, is a day-at-a-time situation. And what we're shooting for is at a day at a time, we're shooting for every day for 100% abstinence, because we cannot grow if we continue to relapse. And again, with just like eating disorders, with addiction, like heroin addiction and alcoholism, you die from it. So if you keep playing with it, you will die eventually. It's just a matter of time. So that being said, give a little bit of a background on what eating disorders are, like bulimia and things like that. Just give kind of a background.
Well, you know, I'm very interested in words. I think words have tremendous power, and I think the more we define our words, the better we can have an understanding of what a patient and a therapist can agree on. For instance, a patient can come in and say, you know, I'm depressed. And I think most therapists will just say, okay, and go on with that. But, you know, the amazing thing is if you ask somebody, depressed in what way, you will hear 1,000 different answers from 1,000 different people. I'm depressed like I want to kill myself, like I want to kill somebody else, like I want to run away, like I want to hide, like I want to cry, like I want to scream. So I think words need to be defined. And when you say eating disorders, I think the first thing you have to look at is the word disorder. To me, disorder means anything that is messing with your day-to-day functioning. If, you know, everybody thinks about food, and I think most people have times in their life where it's a bigger issue than other times, but the fact is, can you still go to work? Will you go out on the weekends because you're not thinking, well, you know, I'll have to go out to eat? Can you wake up in the morning and do what you need to do without it interfering with you? And if the answer is no, then I believe that is a disorder. If the idea of food and calories and what you look like and what you weigh are so big in your mind that you can't get through the day the way you used to, then that's really what an eating disorder is. And then from there, it separates into individual categories. You know, anorexia is being 15% below your what your body is supposed to weigh on a given scale. And that includes people that, you know, purge through vomiting, purge through exercise, or restrict eating altogether in order to keep themselves at that weight. It literally is Greek for, you know, a fear of fat. Bulimia is when, you know, people are binging and they're purging as well, or if they're just purging, but they are over that, you know, 15% below body weight standard.
Okay. And when you start to deal with the denial, because I know with everything comes denial, how many family members have you had call you and say, hey, listen, we know that, you know, little Susie or mom or, you know, Uncle Joe or whoever it is has a problem, but they don't believe they have a problem? How do you deal with the denial of this?
Well, you know, I think it's important for them to be able to come to me when they're fairly ready. You know, a lot of these eating disorder patients I have are children. And if the first experience they have with therapy is being thrown into it kicking and screaming, my biggest fear is that that's going to give them a taste in their mouth about therapy that's going to last them the rest of their lives. So if they're absolutely unwilling to go, they need to go into an inpatient facility if they're at that much risk to themselves, or they need to wait until they have some inkling about being ready. I think there's also denial within the families. A lot of times the patient knows that he or she is having a real issue with food, but the parents will say, well, it's not that big a deal. They're making a bigger deal out of it. So it's a very intricate way of dealing with these people and letting them understand that, you know, this is a problem, especially if it's bulimia or compulsive overeating, because anorexia, the look of anorexia, gives you a visceral reaction. You see somebody that's so emaciated, You know, you could feel it in your soul. But when you see somebody that looks normal to you and I, but is having these problems, sometimes the family is inclined to make light of it.
And so the end result is bottom. Everybody has to hit their bottom.
Sure.
The
sure.
family members have to hit their bottom.
Mm-hmm.
The patient has to hit their bottom so they can truly be helped, just like anything else.
Absolutely. You know, it's just a question of when you have that understanding in your head that this can't go on anymore. I cannot go on this way anymore because, you know, you only get one life, and this is just not the way you want to live it.
Absolutely. Let's think about this to the listeners. I mean, it's when you think about tonight or when you're getting ready to go to bed tonight and you lay your head down and you can honestly say to yourself, hey, listen, I've been true to myself in all my affairs. It's them nights you can't sleep that you know you haven't been.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where you know you have this thing in the back of your head that says, listen, you got a problem with this. You got an issue with this.
Absolutely.
Or you have an issue with something. And you are aware of what that issue is, but you continue to just, you know, put your head in the sand like an ostrich and make like this is not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Denial. That is denial. So when you're laying there tonight and you're thinking to yourself, okay, what am I in denial of today? It doesn't have to be eating disorders. It doesn't have to be your addiction. You know, what did I deny myself today? Did I deny that I should owe an amends to somebody that I hurt? Did I deny that, you know, I should have been doing something that I wasn't doing for my program and the results that I want on a daily basis? Those denials have to be looked at on a daily basis, in my belief, wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. You know, patients often come in and they'll ask, you know, what theory do you subscribe to? Are you Freudian? Are you Jungian? Do you follow Adler? And what I tell them is, when you boil it all down, the true secret of life, the true theory to follow is Shakespeare.
Mm.
This above all, to thine own self be true.
Beautiful.
That, to me, that's the secret of life.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not being true to yourself, it is going to, and Freud used the term, seep out through every pore in the body. And I believe that's really what symptoms are, be it alcoholism or promiscuity or eating disorders. It is the fact that you're not being true to yourself, you're not living your true, authentic life, seeping out in one way or another, which we would call a symptom.
Nice. Nice. I'm glad you broke that down for us because it's true. You know, if I'm not living life to my fullest potential and being honest, thoroughly honest to myself,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny, when I become thoroughly honest with myself, then it's just a natural to be honest with everybody else.
Absolutely. And what I tell patients is, when you are living more authentic life, it is amazing the difference in the type of person you will draw to you. You will draw to you people that are looking and seeking out authentic, intelligent, clear-minded people, rather than people that are going to prey on those that are suffering from addictions and eating disorders.
Beautiful. Well, you know something? We are going to go to our next break. When we come back, Dr. Friedman is going to be talking some more. If you want to call us, you can reach us at 888-565-1470. If you have any questions on addiction, eating disorders, we're here tonight. We're taking those phone calls. National Recovery Foundation is here to be able to get people help if they need it. Feel free to give us a call, 888-565-1470. We'll be back right after this message.
Do you think you have a problem with addiction? We can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. A private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men, Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program, which allows the client's entire family to become a part of the patient's recovery process. Note that chemical dependency is a disease and must be treated as such. Destination Hope's team uses solution-focused therapies to help each individual achieve long-term recovery. Our treatment philosophy includes reality therapy, cognitive behavioral therapies, motivational interviewing, relapse prevention, 12-step self-help philosophies, and our proudest achievement, destination therapy. Destination therapy is a goal-oriented approach to life's bleakest dilemmas and problems caused and heightened by substance abuse. At Destination Hope, clients prepare for the challenges and realities of everyday life while receiving treatment in a supportive and structured environment. Destination Hope can offer many different types of unique treatment. Call us to discuss your options at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. Give yourself a break. Make that call now at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net.
You are on a journey to wellness, but you can't sacrifice your standard of living. Consider Seaside Palm Beach, a luxury wellness retreat located in South Florida, integrating the philosophies of both Eastern and Western medicine in an oceanside residential setting. Seaside Palm Beach is an ideal destination to heal, transform, and recover. Maintain your confidentiality and your professional life and experience luxury wellness rehabilitation at Seaside Palm Beach. Call toll-free 888-997-3274. That's 888-997-3274. Or go online to seasidepalmbeach.com. Your smile is a sign of happiness and good health. And if you need to improve your smile, you need to visit Florida Dental Spa in Lighthouse Point. Dr. Gregory Gersten and his staff will introduce you to the latest metal-free, plaque-resistant porcelain restorations that will save you time and more of your original teeth, even making your teeth stronger and more beautiful than before. And Florida Dental Spa is a full-service spa. Don't forget to ask about Lumineers, Botox, and Juvederm for correction of facial wrinkles and folds. A new you is just a phone call away. Florida Dental Spa in the Venetian Isles Plaza at Sample and Federal in Lighthouse Point. Call 954-971-7778. Online at fldentalspa.com. The Palm Beach Holistic Center's team of experienced practitioners offers a wide range of techniques to heal your mind, body, and spirit. Dr. Bruce Berman, a board-certified physician, specializes in relieving menopause, depression, anxiety, and mood swings through the use of bioidentical hormone treatments for both men and women. Dr. Berman uses intravenous vitamin therapy and intravenous chelation for heavy metal detoxification. The Palm Beach Holistic Center also provides acupuncture, cranial sacral therapy, lymphatic drainage treatments, and deep tissue massage. They have a certified success coach, yoga therapist, and licensed psychotherapist on staff to support your emotional and spiritual needs. The Nutrition Center carries top-of-the-line professional and therapeutic-grade vitamins, supplements, and herbs that are below retail prices, plus professional lines that are potent, easily digestible, and highly absorbable. Take an additional 20% off already discounted prices through March. Come today for your free holistic MD-supervised personal supplement program. Visit online at palmbeachholistic.com. Palm Beach Holistic and Nutrition Center, located 3 miles east of I-95 on the north side of Indian Town Road in the Jupiter Professional Building. The Palm Beach Holistic Center in Jupiter, where hope and healing happens. You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine show. Email your questions and comments to info@holistichealthmagazine.com. That's info@holistichealthmagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
Here we are. It's 9:33 on a Sunday evening, and you are listening to WNN 1470, Holistic Health Magazine, a radio show all about recovery on a Sunday night. We want to welcome you to the show, Blog Talk Radio, Holistic Health Magazine listeners, and, of course, WNN 1470 listeners. We're sitting here with Franz behind the glass. Let's get an applause for Franz.
Yay for Franz.
Yay for Franz. Franz makes it happen every week, weekend on Sunday nights. He's behind the glass. We love Franz. He's a great guy. And Franz also has a show on Friday nights on 1580. And you can listen to Franz from 8 to 9 o'clock. And he's got a pretty good jazz show if you want to check that out. If you're into jazz music, Franz is the guy you want to listen to. And we got Dr. Friedman in with us tonight talking about eating disorders and talking about eating in general.
Yes, eating in general.
We all got to do it. And I think that's really what, you know, makes it, sets it apart as far as addictions, because it's not something you can cut out of your life. So you really have to come to grips with it in one way or another.
Balance. So how hard is it for somebody that has an eating disorder or has an obesity problem to finally get that balance? It's got to be, I mean, the most difficult thing.
Absolutely. You know, I think it's something that can be a lifelong endeavor, and is constantly being reassessed and rewatched. But, you know, it depends on how you attack it. The way I look to attack it is I have people come to see individual therapists as well as going to a nutritionist. I think without a team approach, it is a very, very difficult habit to kick. And you also don't want, as a therapist, to become the food police. I think you need to separate that aspect of the recovery from doing the deeper, harder work to figure out what lies beneath all of the, you know, the food and the food issues.
So, again, just like a, you know, when we get to the third step in a 12-step program and you're at that, you know, I've made a decision to move on with the program, the next thing you're going to start to do is write a 4-step, which is taking a moral inventory of ourselves, finding out what are those stock and trade, so to speak, that just doesn't work anymore for us. What was not the tip of the iceberg being the eating disorder or the drug, that's the tip of the iceberg. The underlying information that you have to find out about yourself is the cause of the tip of the iceberg.
And what I usually, how I usually describe it is like steam in a pipe. If you have enough steam in a pipe, eventually there's going to be a crack. And the crack is what we would call a symptom. To some people, they're more inclined for that crack to be alcoholism or drug abuse. For others, it would be an eating disorder. For others, it could be one of numerous type of symptoms. But the idea is, if you cannot get to that steam, you're really only doing something that is quick and cosmetic, and certainly not as long-lasting as you would like.
So it's time to get down to root causes and conditions.
Yes, it's time for the rubber to hit the road.
Absolutely. And when somebody comes in, you know, they go through your outpatient, correct?
Yes, they do.
When they give you a call, you bring them in, and do you do a complete overall of, you know, psychosocial? Do you do, what's the format?
Sure. You know, I think the first session and even talking on the phone is a very big part of the process. I think a patient comes to you looking for certain rules and guidelines and, you know, feels very concerned and scared about coming to someone they don't know at all and spilling things that they wouldn't tell their best friend. So I think the idea in the first session is to try to get an idea of where they're coming from, what they expect from therapy, put them at ease, and try to work on the connection. I really believe that the healing that goes on in therapy comes from the relationship between the therapist and the patient. I think through that relationship, that's where the seeds are planted for change.
Absolutely. I like the fact that you are as honest and open with the eating disorder and that you take serious, you know, what you're doing for other people. And you can see it in just your genuine behavior with others. I can see it with how you deal with people that you meet. You're genuine in the fact that you're looking to help people. And, you know, you were in with Pat Corona yesterday, and Pat Corona, if you don't know, does have a show on Holistic Health Magazine here at WMN on Saturdays at 4 o'clock. And of course, I met Dr. Freeman yesterday.
Right.
And it was, you know, I was listening to the show, and it was like, wow, this guy is, like, all about recovery, and it's the same style of recovery that we would deal with addiction recovery. And, of course, I'm always telling people addiction just doesn't have to be alcohol or drugs. It can be eating. It can be, you know, gambling. It can be sex. It can be, of course, we got to ask Christy dealing with that on Friday. So what we would like to do, of course, is have Dr. Friedman come back from time to time and talk about this and talk about how you can get help. If you need to speak with him directly and you're a little shy and you don't want to go on the air, you can call 561-392-3221. And it's Friedman Psychology Group. And they really are down to earth, and I think you'll get a good feel that they're really there to help. And not just for the person that's suffering, but also for family members, too.
Absolutely.
If you're a family member and you need help, Dr. Adam Friedman was more than willing to take a phone call to find out what they can do, you know, what he can do to help you get the help that you need, because, again, it's just like anything else. An addict is an addict, and then the family member of an addict needs as much help as the addict themselves to overcome their part of it. So, again, you can call Dr. Friedman at 561-392-3221. And, of course, when we have you back, what I'd like to do is maybe look forward. We are starting a Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday show. And, you know, we're sitting here and we're kind of chatting. And if you'd like, send some information to some feedback on our idea here about having Dr. Friedman on the show on a full-time basis on maybe a Thursday or a Wednesday show from 2 to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, taking questions in regards to eating and eating disorders and healthier ways to eat. Now, Doc, when you bring a person through, you mentioned before that you don't really get down to, okay, what they're eating. But eventually, if a person's moving along, do you finally get them to the point where, you know, they start eating healthier foods and they start designing, you know, like a workout regimen and things like that? Do you?
Sure. I mean, I think the goal is for them to be more intuitive in what they eat and also to make healthier choices. I like the way that you guys are out there spreading the word about holistic medicine and foods that are more healthy and natural for people to eat, because I think that really is the next stage of health and development. I think if you really, really want to go to the core and the beginning of how illness starts, and I'm talking about all kinds of physical illness, I think you have to look at the food that we're eating, and I think there's a lot of good documentaries and books out there. I know that Bill Maher is a big fan of talking about healthy food and the damage that unhealthy food, even in, you know, the local grocery store, is really doing to us and our health. But to get back to what you're saying, I do think that the nutritionists that I work with are really headed towards not just getting somebody into recovery, but also letting them understand for themselves, giving them the tools to choose between foods that have the additives and the preservatives that just may not be healthy and may only help to, you know, if not continue the eating disorder, to continue giving you the little and small bumps in the road physically that you just don't need.
Well, it's kind of like a catch-22, because if you're dealing with somebody that has bulimia or anorexia, is totally different than somebody that's dealing with obesity.
Sure.
Because the person that's dealing with obesity is going to have to definitely eat things that don't have the preservatives and things of that nature, and start eating more green leafy stuff and start cleansing and start doing those things to be able to lose the weight. But at the same time, the other folks are totally kind of different eating call.
Sure. Sure, but I think ultimately you can help somebody put on weight as far as the anorexia patients we have without, you know, I think their fear when they come in is that we're going to shove a vat of ice cream or, you know, have them eat sticks of butter.
15 Twinkies.
Exactly. And I think that, you know, is part of the fear that stops them from taking that first step. And once they get into treatment, they start to realize that we're not talking about that type of food. We're just talking about a balanced diet that gives them the nourishment that they need to start moving forward weight-wise in a slow and intelligent way, rather than have their worst fears come true of gaining 20 pounds in a week, which really is what they literally think when they come in most of the time.
So what do you think of things like Ensure, things of that nature? Do you think that they're balanced and they're good for you?
Well, I think they're good tools at times. I mean, I had a patient that came in a few weeks ago who is... she's a woman that's about 5'3.5" and came in at 69 pounds. And, you know, to see it is shocking, even for someone who's been in that business for as long as I have. So, you know, you do need to start using products like Ensure and getting them to be able to drink whatever they need to drink and get the calories in to save their lives, because we're talking about someone who, you know, she's 25 years old, and I told her 30 is a pipe dream. It's a pipe dream. You're not going to make it unless you make some radical changes in what you do from this day forward, because,
you are at a crossroads.
And when you deal with, like, the insurers or the energy drinks and things of that nature, do you feel that it's like putting a Band-Aid on a bullet wound sometimes with people that are looking to, you know, fluctuate weight? It's almost like for an addict.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to be my own pharmacist.
Sure.
You know, so I made my own concoctions, you know, if I did enough heroin and I did enough coke and I drank enough tequila.
Right.
And I always battled with that line of what was too much and what wasn't. And so it's almost like the same thing if you have an eating disorder and you start thinking that you can pretty much be your own nutritionist.
Sure.
It's the end result.
Sure, and I've had so many patients that, you know, there are ways. I mean, anorexics and bulimics are like MacGyver when it comes to figuring out ways to move a scale without actually doing the work. I mean, they can water load. I've had people drink 3-4 gallons of water before they go into the nutritionist's office to make it look like they had a good week and put on some weight. I've had them hide coins and rocks and anything they could find, you know, anywhere they could possibly put it to be able to put on weight and make it seem like they're following through with the program. So it really is, like I said yesterday, I think, you know, eating disorders and addictions are the only two types of patients that will come in and lie consciously. I mean, we all lie unconsciously, but the idea of coming in and saying, you know, did you drink today? And they'll look you right in the eye and go, no.
As you smell the vodka pouring off of them.
Exactly, and I think that, you know, as hard as it is to do what we do, that makes it 10 times more complicated.
Well, that's the Niles slipping back
sure.
in, too. What we're going to do is we're going to go to our next break, and we will be talking with, of course, Dr. Friedman for the last few minutes of our first half of the show, and we're going to get his information back out there again, and then we're going to have Sitara. Sitara from the National Recovery Foundation is going to be with us here in a minute, and let me tell you something. She looks pretty good for the radio.
Let me tell you, she's in the wrong medium.
We need to get her on TV.
I know.
Hey, listen, somebody get me a video camera, okay? And can we get some applause for that?
She's blushing out there.
All righty then. We'll be back right after this message.
Do you think you have a problem with addiction? We can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. A private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men, Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program, which allows the client's entire family to become a part of the patient's recovery process. Note that chemical dependency is a disease and must be treated as such. Destination Hope's team uses solution-focused therapies to help each individual achieve long-term recovery. Our treatment philosophy includes reality therapy, cognitive behavioral therapies, motivational interviewing, relapse prevention, 12-step self-help philosophies, and our proudest achievement, Destination Therapy. Destination Therapy is a goal-oriented approach to life's bleakest dilemmas and problems caused and heightened by substance abuse. At Destination Hope, clients prepare for the challenges and realities of everyday life while receiving treatment in a supportive and structured environment. Destination Hope can offer many different types of unique treatments. Call us to discuss your options at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. Give yourself a break. Make that call now at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net.
There are many faces of addiction.
I was hopeless. I was insane.
I was killing myself.
I just couldn't stop.
Thank you, National Recovery Foundation. You saved our lives.
National Recovery Foundation is a nonprofit 501c3 company dedicated to helping individuals lost in addiction to recover and rebuild their lives. Who do you know that we can help? Visit our website at nationalrecoveryfoundation.org or call 305-316-316.
Holistic Health Magazine is South Florida's premier publication for all of the cutting-edge news and events in alternative health. featuring timely articles on every topic you can imagine, from holistic parenting and pet care to retreat, addiction recovery, and who's who in the industry. With a growing circulation currently over 45,000 readers, Holistic Health Magazine is available at over 1,000 outlets all over South Florida, like gyms, yoga centers, salons and wellness centers, doctor's offices, hospitals, and major bookstores. Not to mention national affiliations with MSN Shopping and magazines.com. We are directly connected to all of the fun-filled festivals and events around South Florida, so our advertisers stay connected to the masses in print, online, and on the air. Holistic Health Magazine can help you market your products and services to a hungry audience. To advertise, get a media kit, or for more information, call toll-free 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or go online to holistichealthmagazine.com. You are invited to get interactive with the Holistic Health Magazine show. Email your questions and comments to info@holistichealthmagazine.com. That's info@holistichealthmagazine.com. Now, back to today's show.
All right, welcome back to the show, Holistic Health Magazine Radio Show, and of course, streaming live on Blog Talk Radio, streaming live on Holistic Health Magazine, and we want to listen to our listener, thank our listeners from all over the country, and of course, Blog Talk is out of London, England, and they got about 4,000 or 4 million listeners that they're dealing with out of London and all over the world, and want to, of course, welcome them to the Holistic Health Magazine base of media. We want to get the message out there. This is all about recovery tonight, and we want to be able to let people know if you need help, I don't care where you're at, we can get help for you. If you are sitting tonight in a correction facility, if you're sitting in one of the local correctional facilities, and you're on the rack because you smoke too much crack, then guess what? We can get you some help. What I want you to do is I want you to give a call to our I'm going to give you our phone number that you can call collect. If you're calling this number because you want commissary, if you're calling this number because you want me to three-way a call for you, don't call. If you're calling this number because you want help and you're looking to have somebody, you know, get you into a facility or get you into a three-quarter way house when you get out, you can call 954-946-4313 and call collect, and we will help. You can also take that number and give it to your family members, and you can also give them 877-799-8773 so they can call toll free, so that way they can get you the help that you need. Also, we've been sitting with a great guest, Dr. Adam Friedman, and Dr. Friedman has been of course, a pleasure to speak with.
Thanks, John. You too. I really like what you guys are doing here.
Well, you know, something we're glad that, you know, as destiny happens, things work out. And, you know, God puts people strategically in your life, exactly when they're supposed to be there.
Absolutely.
So what's on tap, so to speak? I guess I shouldn't say that. What's on tap? What's on tap of that root beer keg for the Friedman Association or Friedman Psychology Group?
Well, you know, I have a lot of speaking engagements around the state and around the country. I was in a documentary on HBO. It came out in November of 2006. It was called Thin, and it in the eating disorder community, it really, really caught on like wildfire. It's been translated into all languages, and it was nominated for the main award at the Sundance Film Festival, so I got to go out to Utah and freeze myself to death, but had a lot of fun.
Utah in February.
Yeah. Pleasant time.
Well, listen, yee-haw in Utah, that's right. And if we have any Utah listeners tonight, Dr. Friedman said he'll be out, and he's bringing a snow shovel in January.
Right.
And, again, what we're going to do is we're going to ask you to come back and visit with us.
Perfect.
All right. And we will be definitely looking forward to that. What we're going to do right now is, of course, speak with Danny for a minute. Danny, what's happening?
How are you tonight?
You've been rolling everywhere,
I've been everywhere tonight, and it's good to be here tonight. It's great to be sober on a Sunday night. And, Adam, before you go, I think I saw some upcoming previews for Thin Again. Is it possible that it's airing on a different station?
It airs on all the HBO family of networks.
Really? Because, I was sitting in bed the other night, and I'm going, Thin, what's that about? You know, and honestly, and then it started to break it down, and I knew some people that I grew up with that have recovered from, you know, some eating disorders, and to see them today, it's unbelievable.
That's great.
You know,
it's great to
hear. Because it was tragic at the time.
Tears families apart.
Well, we were talking about the denial of the families.
Right.
We were talking about the denial of the families. And we're not talking the river in Egypt, baby.
Right.
We're talking denial.
And how strong that is.
What, the river in Egypt or denial?
No, the denial, you know.
Absolutely.
You and I have had some discussions on that this past weekend.
You're right.
It comes in all forms.
Listen, I got to tell you, I ran with denial a little bit. I had a little denial at one time in my life. Absolutely, just a little.
You see John show up in sunglasses and a new watch.
Watch out.
Yeah.
Cologne, new sunglasses, watch, cowboy boots, smoking a cigar.
Right.
It's all over. That's why everybody says, man, why do you always wear, like, jeans and T-shirts? Because if I get too dressed up, my ego gets out of control.
That's right.
So listen, we're gonna go to our outbreak, and we're gonna be out, and then when we come back in, we're gonna be starting our next show, the 10 o'clock hour with Sitara, and again we've already announced about Sitara, and I'm sure that everybody's posted up next to their computers or radio right now because they want to hear the voice that goes with the face. We'll be back right after this message.
Who is it?
Asthma.
Asthma?
That's right, asthma.
You must have the wrong house. Who's there?
West Nile virus. Can I come in?
No, you can't come in.
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure. Yes.
Hello, it's Lyme disease.
I am not opening the door for Lyme disease.
I'll be back.
Who is it now?
$5 billion in property damage.
What do you want?
I'm just spreading the love, ma'am.
Go away.
When household pests are in your home, you never know what kind of health and property threats they're going to invite over. This public service announcement has been brought to you by the National Pest Management Association. Visit pestworld.org to become more aware of the serious threats common household pests like mice, roaches, and termites can pose to your health, your home, and your family.
Do you think you have a problem with addiction? We can help. The staff at Destination Hope is dedicated to providing the highest quality substance abuse and dual diagnosis treatment possible. A private all-male facility focused on issues specific to men, Destination Hope offers a unique environment for the individual to build a foundation for recovery. Destination Hope utilizes a broad spectrum of therapeutic approaches to provide our clients with the tools needed to battle addiction now and after treatment. Included in treatment at Destination Hope is a strong family program, which allows the client's entire family to become a part of the patient's recovery process. Note that chemical dependency is a disease and must be treated as such. Destination Hope's team uses solution-focused therapies to help each individual achieve long-term recovery. Our treatment philosophy includes reality therapy, cognitive behavioral therapies, motivational interviewing, relapse prevention, 12-step self-help philosophies, and our proudest achievement, Destination Therapy. Destination Therapy is a goal-oriented approach to life's bleakest dilemmas and problems caused and heightened by substance abuse. At Destination Hope, clients prepare for the challenges and realities of everyday life while receiving treatment in a supportive and structured environment. Destination Hope can offer many different types of unique treatment. Call us to discuss your options at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net. Give yourself a break. Make that call now at 888-684-4673 or go to destinationhope.net.
There are many faces of addiction.
I was hopeless. I was insane.
I was killing myself.
I just couldn't stop.
Thank you, National Recovery Foundation. You saved our lives.
National Recovery Foundation is a nonprofit 501c3 company dedicated to helping individuals lost in addiction to recover and rebuild their lives. Who do you know that we can help? Visit our website at nationalrecoveryfoundation.org or call
305-316-4163. Your love and let